Welcome to Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Greg Richard, joined by Judy Sharp. Great to see you back with us, Judy.
Thank you very much, Greg. Now, good to be here.
We didn't get through all our topics last week.
We did get inundated. And I do apologise to those people that couldn't get on, but, you know, hopefully they'll ring again today.
Mm. Well, we had a few out to say. Sorry, out of time.
Yeah, I know. It's sad when we do that, but...
You've got a couple of things you want for us this week, though.
Yeah, but could I just say I got excited when I got up this morning?
Yeah, of course.
Well, when I went outside, of course. You know, I've been talking for a while now about my clivias with those wretched grubs that keep stripping them. I'm sure the listeners are going to remember that because I was harping on it. They're all flowering. They're all budded up.
Oh, nice.
Even though they've got no leaves. So I got very excited and I thought, hello, spring is here.
It must have been that little bit of rain yesterday and the sunshine this morning.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, of course.
I interrupted you. No, you go on.
No, this is all perfectly planned.
never.
And we've got Mary Ann from Anna Bay, and she's got a couple of questions for us, Judy.
Oh, wonderful. Hello, Mary Ann. No problems, I hope.
Oh, no. Thanks, Judy. Been listening to you guys for a while, and, yeah, I love your show.
Oh, so, thank you. You mean my show or Greg and I, my show?
Your and Greg's show.
No. Don't give him any praise.
Well, I'm glad that he's getting into the gardening a little bit.
Yes.
A little bit.
Okay, yeah. Your problem.
Okay. So my old passion fruit plants stopped living, so we pulled them out and I bought three new ones, and I bought a grafted and a non-grafted and another grafted one, different flavour passion fruit. Anyway, at the moment they've got green leaves on them, but they seem to be a bit dormant from winter, so I'm just wondering what I can do to start them going so I get a good crop this year.
Okay.
Last year I only got a couple on each of the plants because it was the first year.
Yeah, and, you know, the grafted will be more rewarding than the ones that's not grafted. But, look, at the moment I'd probably get some flourish for fruiting, if you can see some anywhere, and water that over once a week.
So
you get flourish for fruiting and water it over once a week.
Yep.
And it wouldn't hurt. It's in the ground, isn't it?
Yep.
It wouldn't hurt to give it a tiny little bit of cow manure to give it a boost. Give them a boost up now.
Okay, then. And one of them sort of on the side of the fence, so I sort of dug the grass away, but now the grass is starting to grow more. Is it best to pull the grass right away from the stem?
Oh, definitely.
Yep. Okay, then.
You're all a good gardener, Marianne.
Oh, well.
You've got all the answers, darling.
Well, my dad was taught us. He was always a good gardener. So, yeah. But, the other thing was I've got a raised garden bed and I've got some snow peas in them and they've been going fantastic. I've been getting like half a kilo every second day.
Oh, wow.
And now they've all stopped. So I had a look this morning and there's three new snow peas on there. But I was wondering, because I want to get the garden bed ready for spring veggies, so I didn't know whether I should pull all of it out and start afresh.
Look, I think so. You know, I mean, if you had good value out of them, and it is time really to get the spring and summer veggies in, so you'll be kind of holding up on that and you'll be regretting it probably. What are you putting in, Marianne? Tomatoes?
Tomatoes, cucumbers. I've got a spinach in there that I've had in there since last year and it's been producing all through winter and the stem's gigantic.
Oh, right.
I don't know whether I should pull that out, but because the bed's sunken quite a bit, I've got to redo the manure and the soil, so I don't know whether I can leave it in there.
Oh, you can. No, the manure won't hurt it.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
As and long as you don't, kale? You know, absolutely kill it with the manure. After you put it on, Marianne, water it in.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to put a few different ones in and then put the dirt in, mix it all up and then give it a good water.
Yeah.
And leave it for a couple of weeks before I put the new seedlings in.
Oh, only a week. Only a week. Yeah, okay, a week will be enough, particularly now we're turning the corner into spring, eh?
Yep. And what about the I've got kale in there too, and that's going fantastic. I don't really want to pull that out.
No, so it'll be fine. Okay? Yep, oh, it'll good. Be fine, okay. Yeah. It's just your space you're going to be looking for, you know.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And what about the snow peas? Can I plant more in? Do they grow over summer?
Or no, generally not. Winter? Yeah.
Okay, yep. Then.
But I think you've, right, got,
well, you've got my money's worth.
Yeah, you have, and also you've got plenty of time to get stuck in and get another crop.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much. And, yeah, really love your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. And we hope to hear back from you. Let us know if the passion fruits pick up and fruit.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
We've got Jenny now from Fern Bay. She's got a question about some maidenhair ferns.
Oh, hi, Jenny. One of my favourite plants.
Bit of a story behind it.
Right.
I was raced to hospital. And I said to my people, put it in the water in the sink. And I think I've left it in there too long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I've put it back where it's normally is. I do believe they don't like being shifted to start with.
No, they don't. But do you think it's rotted?
Well, no, I've still got the ferns, but a lot of the ferns are starting to go brown around the edges.
Right.
There's new stuff still coming out. I spray it quite regularly. It's sitting in a nice spot in my bedroom with the front sun, you know, quite light and stuff. Should I cut it right back or just continue spraying it and watering it? Or
look, you can cut it back, but I have to confess, Jenny, my maidenhair at the moment, I cut it off brown leaves stems today. But I think it's because, don't forget, we've had winter and a cold winter. Yeah. I'm not inclined to suggest you cut it right back at this stage. Yeah. But, you know, just ease back now on your watering, of course. But I still water mine every second day and I spray on the alternate one.
Yeah. I remember you saying that. Yeah.
But I didn't go and cut mine back yesterday, even though I had a lot of brown shoots. I'd still had a couple of new ones coming up. As long as you've got a couple of new ones coming up.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's play that way.
Okay. Thanks so much for that.
Okay. You're quite welcome, Jenny. Thanks for the call. Bye.
Bye.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. If you've got a question for Judy Sharp, you can give us a call, 4921 6216. And we've got Anthony from The Junction. He's also got a question about maidenhair.
Oh, Anthony, are you from The Junction? I know another Anthony that lives in the country somewhere.
Well, I know that Anthony as well, but he's got two personalities, Judy.
Oh, well, I know that. So, Anthony, what's your problem today?
Well, Judy, I don't have a problem. I had a bit of trouble sleeping because I was so excited about your radio show today. I think it's the only thing that gets me out of bed on a Monday morning.
Anthony, look, the listeners are going to think I'm paying you for all these compliments, dear.
Oh, no, Judy. Even a woman of your stature doesn't have enough money.
You just sent Greg hysterical then. Okay, what's the problem today, Anthony?
Greg's got to have something to do, Judy, because it's your show.
Anthony, have you got a problem today or are you just ringing to tease us?
No, I'm not teasing you. I just wanted to let you know that the advice you gave me for my maidenhair fern has paid off, and watering it properly every second day and misting it on the alternate day has done it wonders.
Well,
which is great. He gave me that bit of advice there a couple of weeks ago.
Well, that's fine, so that's because I just gave the lady prior to you the same advice. So if she's still listening, she's going to think I'm incredible, isn't she?
Well, Jenny from Fern Bay, you didn't give her the advice about putting goose poo on.
Oh, I didn't give Jenny that advice at all because I know you don't do that. You only say that to tease me. Goose poo would burn it. Now, Anthony. You be a good boy. Well, so Judy's given someone good advice for a change.
I know. I haven't heard Greg give anyone good advice at all.
I don't have to give anyone advice. It's, as you said, it's not my show.
But Anthony, he does. When we're talking about chilies, I hand over to him.
Ah, Greg the Chili Man.
Oh, he's an expert on chilies. So.
Let's just water them. It's water and fertilise, done, and trim.
But, you know, if you ask him nicely, he'll bring some in for me and I'll bring them in to you.
That'd be wonderful.
Okay.
It's not often that we get celebrities like you in our restaurant, Judy.
Oh, Anthony, hang on, Greg. He's looking for a big tip today. I'll be in next Sunday night, Anthony.
No, I've got a serious question, though, Judy.
Oh, very okay. Quickly. Serious, right?
Yeah, serious question. Talk to me about tiger grass.
Tiger grass.
Is a true grass. Should be fertilised with a nitrogen-based fertiliser. Is that right?
Well, I've grown tiger grass and I've never fertilised it. Why? Are you having problems?
No, I'm not having problems. I just want it to get a little more robust.
Oh, right, OK. And, well, why don't you use the goose poo on it? Because it'd be nitrogen-based. Yeah.
I know, but I've got 10 tiger grass plants. I would have to go and squeeze Bill extra hard to get more goose poo.
Now, Anthony, Bill's got girlfriends, so I'm not silly. But, yes, OK, let's give it some nitrogen. I've never fertilised my tiger grass, but if you're worried, I'd advise you to do something about it.
I'll have to have a talk to Bruce and Bill.
OK. Rightio. Could we say goodbye for today, Anthony?
Yes.
OK. Thank you for the call.
Next Sunday night, I'll try to get a bit extra early.
Oh, thank you, Anthony. I really appreciate that. And have your questions ready. I'm always willing down at the pub to answer them.
Oh, I get a private session.
Of course you do.
It's wonderful.
Okay. We're going to move on to the next callers. But thank you for ringing, Anthony. You always are a gem and funny. Bye.
And we've got Valerie from Cookstill. And she's got a question about something you were talking about a little bit earlier, Judy.
Oh, Valerie, you haven't got problems with your clivia, have you?
Yes, indeed. Indeed, we have. The grubs, which decimated a whole lot of our plants. And I missed when you were talking about it before, and I was just interested to know what you used to get rid of yours, because we used army grub spray, but I'm not sure whether that was the right thing or not.
And were yours on the back of the leaf, Valerie?
No, they were right in the middle. They turned the whole middle of. I've lost a whole heap of them. They just turned it to mush. They turned the
oh,
whole
right.
plant
yeah.
to yeah.
yeah. No, well, that is clivia caterpillar, and it only attacks clivias, unfortunately, and that's what I had too. And you have to be very religious, but turn over the leaves because that's where they lay their eggs and the new babies hatch. And they are, I call them, I won't even say what I call them, but don't laugh, darling. But anyway, Valerie, what I was saying earlier is that mine are actually starting to flower, and I'm surprised because they're flowering without leaves on them.
Yes, well, mine, the ones that I saved in mine are flowering, but I just had to, I mean, I did leave them, maybe the rest of them, they'd eaten them right down, basically, till there was nothing, just nothing left of the plant.
Yeah, well, that's what mine did, but...
Okay.
Yeah, but then the ones I particularly love are in a pot near the front door, so I did keep looking after them. I gave them a little bit of flourish and was watering it, and I put a new bit of potting mix on. So maybe that stimulated the flowering, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, I did mine are in the garden, but I did put some new soil and stuff around them as well. So whether that helped, but they were just inundated, the poor things. So the grubs had just taken over.
Okay, well, my recipe is for that. You know what I used? You'll get a shock. I just used pyrethrum spray in an instant application.
There you go. Yeah, because I had pyrethrum, but I thought they might need something stronger. In fact, I thought they were army grubs. That's what I thought they were.
That's what they look like. That's what they look like. But I was turning over the leaves, Valerie, and spraying all the back of the leaf because that's right. Where they hatch.
Right. Okay. Well, and pyrethrum.
Yeah, just a Yates pyrethrum, you know, in that instant spray. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. That's I'll keep my eye on them. As I say, I've had clivias for years. Never ever had the grass.
No, I had never had them either. I've been raving about these wretched grubs for the last couple of months. But anyway, I was excited today. So, Valerie, stick with it. You're going to get flowers.
Yes, thank you. Okay, and I'm glad yours are flowering too.
Okay, thanks, Valerie. Okay,
thanks, Judy. Okay, bye.
Bye.
We've got David from Hinton. He's got a question about pruning his gardenias.
Oh, hi, David.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm fighting fit. You can tell, can't you?
Yeah, well, listen. Come and take some of your anguish out on my gardenia.
I bet you've got sooty mould on them, haven't you?
No, we have a little bit, but they're a bit like me. They've been neglected, and they've become real woody. And I want to know if I can prune them back, and how far should I start at ground level, or what should I do?
Okay, David. Now, would it be floribunda?
Judy, you're swearing at me.
Is it magnifica? Does it have a big leaf and a big flower or little flowers?
Only small flowers.
Okay, rightio. Well, that gardenia is a Florida, and I always prune mine fairly hard. I don't think you'll have a problem. The only thing is it's nearly budding time, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm in two minds. I mean, really flowers well when it does flower, but it's just real woody.
Well, why don't you wait till they finish flowering this time? Because then we're going to be in, you know, a bit of a different weather cycle. We're going to be more settled. So I'd wait till they flower. But even now, David, hit them with some cow manure.
Oh, I can get plenty of that.
Yeah, and, well, you might have cows, have you?
No, but I know where I can get some.
Okay, well, get some. And if it's not, if it hasn't been, you know, settled down a little bit, I hope you wouldn't put the fresh ones on there. So
No,
that's good. Okay, you know more than I do about cow manure. So let's give them a bit of cow manure now. And after you do the big chop, give them some more cow manure.
Sounds good to me.
Yep, okay. Good luck with it, but no, let them flower.
Okay, thanks, Judy.
Thanks, David, for your call. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM 103.7. So we've got Brian from Barnsley. He's got a question about growing shallots.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Yeah, how are you going there, Judy? I'd like to know how to grow a bumper crop of shallots. I'm a seasoned gardener, but this will be the first time I've grown shallots. I've grown just about everything else, but I'm giving them a go.
Oh, Brian, look, I don't think they're difficult. Have you grown onions?
No, I haven't.
Oh, right, okay. Look, they don't take much trouble either. So are you going to put in seed or are you going to buy?
I've got the bulbs. I bought two packets of bulbs, eight bulbs I bought.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay. Well, you know, don't bury them in too deep, will you? But make sure the bulbs are covered well.
Yeah.
And what do you normally put on your vegetable garden?
Well, I've got a mixture, like a sandy loam, a heavy sandy loam, and everything grows well in it. And I just wanted to know, I was going to lime that. Put a bit of light lime down and mix a bit of light cow manure in with the sandy loam.
Uh-huh. It's the cow manure I like. It's the cow manure I like. Yeah. I have a theory that in winter, you know, winter vegetables, they like poultry manure, and in summer you need to give them cow manure.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, you've got all the answers for me, Brian.
Right. Now, could you tell me now, what about liquid fertiliser? Are they heavy feeders or they'd be a light feeder, wouldn't they?
They are a light feeder. And, you know, you don't want them to, develop a big bulb, do you?
Oh, well, it depends on what you mean big. I've got some in the packet here that are small, probably about 75 mil, and the other one's about over 100 mil. I mean,
yeah, well,
fairly large. Yeah. These are the French ones, the long French ones.
Oh, right, okay.
Not the round ones. They're the better French ones.
Okay, rightio. Well, I don't think it will hurt to give them some liquid fertiliser. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in flourish for vegetables.
Yeah, I'm a believer in nitrosol, actually.
but that's about, all right. You can use nitrosol.
Yeah, what half dilute, half strength, or?
Yeah, I'd only give them half strength,
half
I think.
Strength. Oh, right,
yeah,
right,
because don't forget they're a root crop. So yeah. You don't want the leaves to get that big, the foliage to get that big. You want the bottom to be getting bigger, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so rightio, let's try that. And I'd be interested to try those ones. Where did you say they were from?
Bunnings. You get them at Bunnings.
Oh, no. What country?
They're French shallots.
French shallots. Okay, yeah. Be interested to see how they go.
You get the small rounded ones, brown ones or red ones, but these are better, they reckon, better tasting because they're long.
Yeah.
Long French ones.
Well, I might try that at the supermarket, pester them and say I want French shallots.
Oh, I don't know where they got these.
I bet they haven't.
I've been buying the round ones and they're $13 a kilo.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
I'm saying a bit expensive.
Yeah. Well, I did about 2 weeks ago because the recipe called for it and I'm not much of a chef, you see, Brian, so I thought I'd better put shallots in when it said shallots. But, yeah, I think you can sometimes do away with some things in recipes. But anyway, look, let's hear from you and tell us how the French shallots grow.
Yeah, I will. Righto, Judy.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks very much.
Good luck with that.
Good. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we've got Terry now from Valentine and he's got lilies growing in his lawn.
Brian, Terry, sorry, I just dealt with Brian's problem and you've got a bigger one, haven't you?
Oh, it's a much bigger, but they're only small.
What kind of lilies are they, do you think?
Well, they grow maximum about 25 mil diameter and there's quite a lot of them and they sort of go down in size from that. But they're starting to cover the lawn quite a bit. I've always had a few there. But now they're marching through the front lawn. So,
Terry, what colour are they? What colour are the flowers?
Oh, there's no flower. It's just a lily. It's like a broad leaf, you know, like circular leaf.
Right. Someone must have planted them prior to you living there, do you think?
Or possibly.
Okay.
It's in the lawn, not so much anywhere else. And I've tried the bindi and clover and broadleaf stuff from Yates, but that doesn't seem to affect them. And I was thinking of hitting them with some 2,4-D, but, you know, I thought, oh, Judy should know. So,
thank you. Well, this is a bit of a mystery one, Terry. Look, I would suggest you let the lawn grow with a bit of length on it, which the lilies will get, and wait for a nice sunny day and no rain within 6 hours and spray again with the bindi.
Oh, okay.
I'm very fond of bindi and I've got a lawn full of clover and other problems at the moment, but I've been waiting for the weather to warm up because you need 6 hours of warmth. But you can't have mown the lawn, Terry, because when you're mowing, you're cutting the leaves of the lilies off, aren't you?
Yes, but they don't stand up very high. They're sort of down with the height of the grass. They're not above the lawn, you know. They're just sort of, level. But I've used the bindi and been pretty disappointed with that.
Yeah, so when did you do it, though, before getting warm weather?
I've been doing it for a few years.
Oh, right, okay.
And, it's sort of, I don't like to use too much poison on the thing, you know, but...
No, well, see, you could be very particular and put on some gloves and wipe them over with Zero.
Oh, no, there's way too many.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I think we better wait now till we're getting warmer weather and a lot of growth on and spray them again and make sure they get 6 hours of solid sun.
Right, with just the bindi. Maybe I need to make it a bit stronger or something too then.
Tell me something, Terry. Do you know what variety of grass you've got?
It's a mixture, a little bit of... Cooch and probably a bit of Kikuyu.
Right, okay. because
a bit of buffalo too. It's sort of
right, okay.
It's nice for kids to play on.
Right.
It's not got too much buffalo in it. But
well,
yeah.
I was going to change you over to clean lawn, but disregard that because you've got buffalo. So we're going back to the Bindi.
Back to the Bindi.
Back to the Bindi. Sorry about that, but I'll just wait till I hear from you next time. But I think the heat is going to do the job for you.
Oh, it doesn't seem to worry them. They sort of sit there. They've been sitting up on the high, like got a bit of a high arisen part, and they've been on the high end of it, not so much on the down the low. But
right,
now they've moved on down right to the footpath now. So they're,
Terry,
they're marching on.
The only, yeah, marching on, they certainly are. Look, Terry, the only other solution, which you're probably not going to like me saying, is have you tried digging them out?
They're not that. They're just there, if you know what I mean. They're not sort of like, they're not just taken over completely. They're just through the lawn.
Okay, but, so are they unattractive, Terry?
Not really, I guess.
Well, you know what? I just put your blinkers on and ignore them because you don't want to be working in the garden all the time trying to get rid of them, are you?
No, not on that.
Well, that's
mow them once a week's enough.
Yeah, yep. Well, do that. Let's do that. Sounds like a good suggestion, Terry.
Okay, righto. Well, yes, I know they've been very, very difficult. So they've, let's just say they've won.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Terry. They have won. Thank you.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. We've got Jill from Charlestown, and she's got grubs in her pot plants.
Oh, hi, Jill. What can I help you with that?
Well, I've been picking up my agapanthus out of a pot because it had oxalis in it. And I've been coming across all these little worms in it, and I've been pulling them out, you know, when I look going through the soil and I'm pulling them out, but there's so many of them.
Are they worms or are they white grubs?
No, they're about 2 centimetres, or little baby ones, when they're going up to about 2 to 3 centimetres, and they're very thin and they're brown. They're not worms at all.
They're not worms?
No, they've got little legs on them and a little mouth on them.
Oh, the horrors, the horrors.
Yes.
Okay, well, I think we're going to give them a drink of Carbaryl.
Carbaryl.
Mm. And then you might have to redo it in about 10 days' time because they're probably going to have a hatching cycle.
Yeah, this is what I'm afraid of, you know, going through and pulling them, you know, individually out.
Yeah, that's why I do. You'll get Carbaryl easy. That's with the C. And water that through, and then I'd follow up about 10 days' time.
Rightio. What about replanting my agapanthus? I've got them out of a pot at the moment. I'll pull them all out so I can get to the worms.
Yeah, well, they're pretty hardy creatures, so don't leave them out too long because, of course, they would be looking to flowering soon. But I'd get the Carbaryl in and then I'd replant them.
Rightio.
Yeah, because I think the Carbaryl will do one-stop shopping for you, and but I'd still do them a second time in 10 days' time.
Yeah, I can do all my pot plants that way just in case the other...
Oh, yes, definitely do all of them, no doubt about it.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Righto, thanks very much, Judy,
Jill. No, you're welcome to the advice, but I'd really interested to hear what's happened to those little brown grubs.
Yes, me too. I know I've got them in a pan just at the moment, ready to put them in a plastic bag and put them in my bin.
Okay. Thank you, Jewel, for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And we've got Ken now from Fennel Bay, and he's got a question about spider mites.
Oh, spider mites, Ken. Are they on your azaleas?
No, Judy, thank you. I noted that a caller had rung in a few weeks ago. Asking for advice on spider mites and the advice you provided related to poisoning the spider mites.
Yes, yes.
Now, I've become aware and have since used the output of a company called Bugs for Bugs.
Bugs for Bugs. Oh, this is good
bugs
advice,
for
yeah.
Bugs. Yeah. Yeah, they they sold me 2,000 persepolis.
Oh, right, yes. So you do,
Which reproduce five times as fast as spider mites.
Right,
and
excellent.
And adult persepolis will be 15 spider mites in a day.
Right, okay, so that's good advice,
I sprinkled these spider mites on my massive spider mite infestation, and 48 hours later, they were gone.
They ate them all. So could you just say the name of that again, Ken?
The company is Bugs for Bugs.
Bugs for Bugs, and so someone could Google it.
They sell a range of predators for nasty bugs in your garden.
Yeah, it's a good way to go, Ken,
One of those is called persepolis, which is a predator of spider mite.
Right, excellent. Thank you, Ken. I really appreciate
that
advice.
You're very welcome.
And
you're
I'm making a note of that. So that, but easy, they could Google it, couldn't they? Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Google Bugs for Bugs.
Okay.
You'll find a range of them.
Okay, thank you, Ken. I appreciate the call.
Okay, see
ya. Bye.
Thanks, Ken. Well, it's Gardening Talk back on 2 and your RFM and Judy Sharp. The clock is ticking away. We're just about run out of time.
Yeah, but that was a good one to finish on, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah,
I didn't know you could get bugs.
Oh, yes,
predators.
Yeah, you can. You know, I have tried them in different situations. Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't, but that gentleman's had good luck with it.
Well, it's better than spraying around, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, definitely,
Well, Judy Sharp, we've sadly run out of time, as I mentioned, and didn't get through our topics again.
No, we didn't. What are we going to do? I can't come back again tomorrow.
No, you got something else on. Well, we might have to do them next week.
Okay.
Eventually.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. Topics range from gardening to health, well-being, pet care, and travel. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.